to Two in Her Thoughts, the podcast for the overthinkers and those that have been labeled too much. I am your host, Antronique Lewis, here to guide you through the complexities of life to uncover your true, authentic selves. It's time to get out of your head, quiet the haters, and go after what you truly want in life. Now let's get into this next episode of Two in Her Thoughts. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Sorry about last week. I had to take a little hiatus because I wanted to celebrate my sister-in-law's bridal shower. It was great. She looked absolutely stunning. Got to see all of my in-laws and just have a wonderful time. Let's get right into this episode. We are going to talk about toxic relationships. Oh, yeah. And to help me out with this, I have my bestie, my roommate twice, the person that has just been in my life to help me get through extremely hard times. We fight, we argue, but at the end of the day, we love the fuck out of each other. Bestie, Kaylee, introduce yourself.
That's what I call toxic. hey, it's Kaylee in the house. I'm the bestie roomie, the element of fun. I bring all of that energy, so let's see how this turns out today.
Let me tell y'all, Kaylee was not ready to do this episode. She not ready to do it right now. She's looking at me. She was bitching at me. She gives this little like attitude that's just like, ugh, I gotta do this. But I know she's gonna have a great time because that's what we do. We get together. We can be really annoying to some people. Sorry about that to you guys, but that's just how we work. So, Kaylee, to get it started, what is your definition of a toxic relationship? While you get your thoughts together on that, actually, I forgot to do the one thing that I am supposed to do with all of my guests, which is ask that question. And I don't know why I keep forgetting this, you guys. But okay, Kaylee, if you had to sum up how you're feeling or what's on your mind right now in just one word or phrase, what would it be and why? Ain't no answer.
Oh, my feelings. Oh, it's mixed emotions. So, of course, you know, super nervous. But at the same time, I'm just sitting here with my bestie doing what we always do. And we're going to sit here and talk shit, cry, laugh, and everything in between. So, as I talk, the nerves go away, right?
That's typically how it works. So, yeah, we're going to do our thing of talk shit and make it fun and funny for the both of us. I can see the nervousness, and that's okay because I too am nervous. Not right now though, because I don't know, there's something about our relationship that I was like, shit, I ain't got no reason to be.
I mean, there's nothing to be nervous about.
I think it's just a different experience, right?
Yeah, it's not like, I wouldn't say like more nervous for doing it. I mean, it's just like an excitement and something new, so it's like you don't know what to expect,
right?
But you know, like what would you call that, you know?
Nervous excitement, getting your jitters out. Okay, yeah, y'all can already kind of see how our dynamic works. So earlier, before I got to the question I was supposed to be asking, I had asked you, what is your definition of a toxic relationship? Now, get back to thinking on that. And while you do that, I am going to give, like, the book, the encyclopedia definition.
The Google definition.
Okay. A toxic relationship refers to a relationship that is emotionally, mentally, or physically harmful to one or both partners involved. It often involves manipulation, control, disrespect, and imbalance of power, leading to negative effects on the individual's well-being and personal growth.
So what did you just say?
You know what? I'm not going to even repeat that because it's going to turn into a toxic environment in this room. With that being said,
what does that even mean, you know?
I don't know. How about you tell the audience what you had said as your speech during my wedding?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, toxicity, never, a little bit of toxicity never hurt anybody, but, there are different levels of toxicity, and being toxic or being in a toxic area. And it comes, you know, you got one spectrum where it comes out of like love and because you feel really comfortable with somebody. You know, going back to my speech, you know, it was some of us call our relationship toxic, and I call it love, friendship, and a bond that will never be broken. But it also goes hand in hand with boundaries, right? Like, somebody cannot be toxic to you unless you allow that to happen.
Okay, so boundaries. You want to bring boundaries into play. Tell me about a relationship where you've crossed your own boundaries and the relationship turned out to be a little bit more toxic than you wanted it to be.
Okay, well, we can, you know, I think being in love really blinds you as well. Something that starts off really pure and loving and you fall head over heels, you're going to be more vulnerable to allow that person to fight through your own boundaries because of love.
Mm-hmm.
So my experience, fell in love with a drug addict, did it together. And then, you know, that turned into a whole different kind of toxicity. And I allowed a lot of it to happen because of love.
Wow, I'm really proud of you for having the vulnerability or the comfort to be able to talk about that. I don't think proud is the right word, but I really appreciate you being vulnerable right now in this moment and talking about your experience in that toxic relationship. How did you eventually get to a place of being like, I'm no longer gonna sit here and take this experience?
When you have the battle within your heart and your head for so long, and there's just a time that you make an internal decision and you get up on your feet and you start making plans and you find the strength within yourself and you do something about it. Not easy. It was a 3-year process. The hardest thing is to walk away from somebody who you are in love with for the better of yourself. Like, how do you find or make that okay? But at the end of the day, you are the CEO of your own life. Mm-hmm. And if you're not happy, we got to do something about it. And lucky for me, I have a really great support team and system that, like, I knew no matter what I did and how hard it was to leave, my support system wasn't going to let me fall. And I leaned on them. And they gave me the strength and the confidence to come back. But then you also have this gray area that when you're healing and, you know, people will take advantage of that. And I think that goes into also like another level of toxic allowing people to take advantage of you because you are in this healing stage, because you're not fully confident and knowing that you're this bad bitch walking around with your head up high, and people sense that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the assholes out there will take advantage, and eventually time will heal and you pull yourself together and you enjoy part two of your life, so...
Oh, well, I appreciate you sharing that. And it's great to have a strong support system out there. But to those who are currently in a toxic situation or in a relationship that may be unsafe and is struggling to get out of that relationship, there are resources, and please reach out to anyone that you can to get yourself to a place of safety. Now let's take it back a little bit, okay? Let's talk about the toxicity in our relationship. How can we be toxic to each other?
I think that we are just very comfortable. You know, this is 10 plus years in the making. So I think it's just a comfortability. Like, I know no matter what, we're not gonna like leave each other's lives for good. And there's that comfortability there, right? But then also it's just we don't take it that next step. It's never a repeated action.
Okay, you had said something like, we don't ever take it to that next step, and you kind of like, ... because it has definitely gone to that next step.
In what situation?
Miami. And okay, see, this is one problem with my best friend, you guys. She laughs when she's uncomfortable. And
I was uncomfortable. I just think the situation's funny, you know? It's been how long?
Okay, this situation happened 2 years ago, yes. And sometimes she can think things are funny when they're not funny, because when two friends, as close as we are, throw hands, that shit's not funny. And it literally, like, for 3 months, I had to, like, keep my distance from my roommate, whom our doors are across from each other, who I talk to every single day about everything. And it's like, I had to be like, nah, like, what's going on with our friendship? If it has gotten to a point where we're throwing hands in the elevator, y'all. It was on some, like, Beyonce, Solange, Jay-Z shit in this elevator. And, you know, yeah, looking back at it now, it can be a little bit funny, but I don't ever want our relationship to get to that point where we have to fight. Yes, okay, maybe some alcohol was involved, a little tequila shot here and there, but to get to a point where we fight to get our points across. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
What about it? I mean, it happened, we learned from it, and we grew. Like, is that gonna ever happen again? I mean, it's not on my agenda.
I mean, it's not on mine either, but sometimes to me it feels as though you can, look, let me take my own accountability. Maybe it can be me when I don't want to say over-exaggerate. I take things too deeply. No, not taking things too deeply is, I emphasize that. I can't think of the words that I'm trying to say right now, y'all, but
it's like you're emotionally tied to that situation.
How can I not be, though? Because it was something that, like, it scarred me in our friendship for a little bit.
Scarred you? Like, what do you think about me?
Because you did wake up with a scar.
You know, it's just like, I think we just really handle situations like that, like, totally different. Doesn't make me insensitive to the situation. I'm just not as a serious person like that. So, of course, that situation isn't going to affect me the same way it affected you. Like, no, like, that's not cool. When have I ever fought anybody, right? So, it's not about that. It's you know, it happened. It was a situation that happened. Like, I apologized for it. I, you know, did what I can to show you that I was sorry. But, you know, you are gonna take longer to get over it than I personally will. And I think it also views down to, like, our different views of situations like that.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I do hold on to things a lot longer than I need to. And of course, this situation, talking about it now, is definitely easier than it was like a year ago, 2 years ago, right after it happened. I was not trying to fuck with you at all. But
Yeah, but let's fast forward like a year later, you know, here I am throwing you a couple shower on our 1 year anniversary.
That's our 1 year anniversary of that fight. You okay? Yes, that's true. That's
so
true.
It's instead of taking it like personally and that, like, you know, it was just this really bad thing, you know, like I think we both learned from it, and I think you're more in tune to like what I say when I something is bothering me, you know.
What do you mean by that?
It's like not getting to that point, right? Like there is something that triggered that whole 9 yards,
right?
And I can, you know, after explaining, you know, like, you weren't reading the room, it was getting under my skin, like, it could be as petty just because we were drunk, and it was petty, like, don't threaten my dog, you know?
Ain't nobody threaten your dog. Your dog was not on this trip. Okay?
And, you know, that is just, so you might be petty, and yes, like, alcohol definitely emphasized most of this, but still, you know, it's, like, called reading the room, like, I was getting upset. And I did walk away. And then I turned around and, oh, there you were, right in front of me.
How you gonna walk away on both of us getting on the same elevator? You know what?
Remember, you stayed behind and, like, the Uber driver was on your side and gave you, like a sticker.
Yeah, it was, like, close to Valentine's or something. Yeah, huh. Well.
And I got out of the car with a quickness and walked away.
Okay, and then I wasn't supposed to be walking into the same hotel?
You could have gotten on the different elevator.
Oh, okay, so I gotta get on a whole separate elevator.
Well, I was there first, you know?
No, we were both standing there in the same spot.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, I mean, I don't remember that either. I just remember getting pushed, and then the elevator doors closing, and then there we go.
I'm the one that got kicked out.
Yeah, you sure did, because you were the one that started it.
I mean, that's it. We can,
I'll go back and forth. Okay, we can, and that's a lot of our conversations. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah, we're different people. It's okay, you know. At the end of the day, I'm going to still respect your side.
Oh, and at the end of the day, I'm going to still respect your side.
Yeah, I don't got to agree with it, though.
No, that's true, and I don't have to agree with you, though. And that's partially a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, Kaylee and I, we do have a way of talking situations out, and I think that's the most important thing. And at times when people look at our relationship, they can just be like, nah, y'all are toxic, like, look at how y'all talk shit about each other or this or that, and y'all be fighting around and da 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 da. But that's honestly just how we love each other, and I don't really know if that could be considered toxic.
Oh, it's totally toxic. For example, I was in class the other day, right? And this little girl comes up to me and she's like, "Oh, Miss So-and-so is talking shit to my other friend so-and-so." And, well, let me do A and B, right? It makes more sense. So this girl comes up to me and she's like, "Hey, my friend A was talking shit about me to my friend B. And then my friend B and I talk shit about my friend A." Like, isn't that toxic? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You don't want that. But I think when it comes to our toxic relationship, we know exactly what we are saying about each other. It's nothing that I haven't said to you.
Yeah, we talk shit to each other.
Right. And then, you know, I remember when we went downtown to that brewery recently.
Uh-huh.
We had a little altercation.
Yeah, dude.
And, like, you were afraid for me to, like, step on my sisters to talk shit, you know? And
yeah.
You, like, already knew I was gonna do that, but, like, my dog wasn't there, and so I had to get home to him. But it's still, like, we came home, we talked about it. I would have told you the same thing I told anybody, you know? It's not a secret,
right?
I guess, if we're venting, I would say.
Yeah.
To somebody else.
And we vent out loud to each other. Like, how many times have, you know, you stomped around the house, your dog, I gotta clean up your dog's piss and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what did you say? Excuse me, I'm standing right here and I know it wasn't my dog.
Yeah, and then it's just, we are not afraid to show our emotions to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And an outsider looking in might see that as toxic, but for what I think it's worse to hold your opinions and feelings on the inside.
Right.
That messes with your head more than anything.
Exactly.
And so I would just say you have to get it out. And in whatever form it comes out in, at least it comes out, you know.
Okay. I'm going to say that I think the form matters in the way that it comes out. If we want to move away from being in toxic relationships. Just remember, I am a counselor. Okay, and so, like, we would like to communicate well with each other. And, but Kaylee and I have been doing this dynamic for over 10 years, and at this point, it is not going to change. Yes, we have grown and we have become healthier. We are adults now than when we were when I was, I don't know, 20 years old, burning her cinnamon rolls on her birthday, and now she just had her 35th birthday, and she got
confidence, like, you knew.
Yeah, well, no. Well, I just didn't know if you want me to, like, say your age. Not that it matters, but it's like, you know, she just turned 35, and, like, I decorated the house with my husband for her, and, like, now we're about to go get these expensive-ass spa massages, you know?
About to be bougie.
Uh-huh, okay, bougie, yeah, mm-hmm. So, but at the end of the day, she is my best friend, and, you know, there is a different level to toxicity, and toxicity, or the word toxic, has just been thrown around so much that everybody just slaps toxic on so many things, and I will just say whatever works for you and your relationship is what works for you. And it is what it is.
Yeah, I would call ours like a loving toxic, right? And then you got like the other spectrum would be like.
You see, there's that laugh that she does when.
It'd be like, you know.
We don't have to go there to what the other level of toxic can be. Because I think people know what the other level of toxic can be. It gets real unsafe when it's too toxic. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, Kaylee. Thank you so much for being here. What could you leave the audience with if they are experiencing the kind of toxic relationship that we have?
What did you say? I zoned out.
You see? And this toxic. Like, I just don't. How did you zone out within 0.5 seconds of saying what I had to say? And then, anyways, if someone is in a toxic relationship that is kind of like ours, that's still really loving, we've been together for 10 plus years, and we are just navigating who we are as growing human beings, what could you leave them with?
You know, I don't really know, like, how to answer that question. Because I think some people are the instigators and maybe being toxic. You did something to, you know, that like it would get under somebody's skin, mm-hmm. because you're trying to see what their reactions are. And, you know, is their reaction going to be like freaking out, coming to see you, giving you the love and attention that you are looking for to prove that, hey, this guy or my friend, they really do care for me.
Ooh, that's emotional manipulation, though.
And it falls into, like, toxic and being toxic. And so I would just say that we definitely need to be careful with the games that we play, and don't be afraid to really express your feelings, mm-hmm. and listen to your intuition. It doesn't steer you wrong.
I like the sound of that. You ended that quite well, because at first I didn't know where that was going, mm-hmm. but you hit it. You hit it. Be expressive. And I will definitely say that, like, through the years, you have definitely become, like, a lot more vulnerable than you have been in the past. And I really love watching that growth in you, because you have so much to offer so many people. And at times, I don't want to get sad.
It's okay. I was about to cry in another part. Keep it together.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, you guys, like, Kaylee is an amazing, amazing human being. And when we first became close, like, literally, let me tell y'all how we met real quick. Okay, so, well, we worked at this place, and we had orientation together, but she don't ever want to remember that shit, but that's fine. But she was sitting at the little kiosk or whatever and putting in her food order, and I walk up to her, and I was like, oh, damn, fool, your nails ratchet.
And start off toxic.
Yeah, that's literally. We started off with our relationship with me talking shit about her nails, and then all of a sudden, see her on campus. She come yelling at me, hey, we work together, huh? Let me have your phone number. And I said, okay. And then after that, it was nonstop. Then she forced me to be her roommate.
Yeah, I kidnapped her.
Yeah, she kidnapped me, and then we became roommates, and it was great. We lived so well together. And then, I don't know, 5 years later, here she go kidnapping me again, and now it's me, her, and my husband just doing the whole thing, you know? And I mean, it's great, but I just will say that she has been there through some of my toughest times. Like, the person where my parents took my car away. Y'all don't need to know why. It'll come up eventually. But, you know, I had to get back and forth to work, and she would work a double, leave her double, come pick me up, take me to work, and then, you know, take us home, you know? Or she wouldn't be working on a certain day, and she'll come and take me to work. And she did that shit for a minute. And never asked for anything. Like, she's one of the most loyal and loving human beings. And I hope everybody in life gets to experience a slightly toxic loving relationship that we have.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, it's authentic.
It is authentic!
No, it's really hard, I think. I'll never find this at the same level with somebody else.
Oh, man, you know? Will I. I love our relationship.
Yes. It's a great toxicity.
It's a great toxicity. In all the best ways, you guys. We don't want to play on the word toxic, but it is. Toxic is different in every level, in every spectrum.
And I hope people can experience the loving part of being toxic, because it's a little fun, it's a little sad.
It's a little spicy.
Right. It's some flavor I mixed in, so.
It is some flavor. We some good salt and pepper.
Literally.
Look at what we wearing now. All right, you guys. Well, you know how I end every single episode. Get out of your head, quiet the haters, and go after what you truly want in life. And that is it on this episode of Two in Her Thoughts.
Till next time.
Till next time.